Enhance life by seizing daily negotiation chances. Strong negotiation skills can significantly improve your daily life. Many people, especially women, feel uneasy about negotiating. Research indicates that only 7% of women negotiated their salaries after university, while nearly 60% of men missed out on negotiation opportunities. However, individuals who engaged in negotiations were presented with offers that, on average, were 7.4% higher. The idea of negotiating can trigger anxiety symptoms like sweaty palms and a racing heart. To become a better negotiator and alleviate these effects, teach yourself to pause. Take deep breaths and give yourself time to calm down and confront your fears. If you view negotiation negatively, try shifting your mindset. Negotiation is simply a collaborative effort between two or more parties to find a mutually acceptable solution. It doesn't have to be confrontational. From my way to our way, negotiation ranges from competitive to collaborative. Negotiations can broadly fall into two categories, competitive and collaborative. Competitive negotiations focus mainly on money and lack relationship building, often leading to a zero-sum mentality where there are clear winners and losers. Collaborative negotiations, on the other hand, involve working together toward longer-term goals, fostering cooperation and mutual benefit. For instance, negotiating a marriage requires a collaborative approach, while buying something at auction is typically competitive, aiming solely for maximum profit. Most negotiations fall somewhere between these two extremes, with activities like concession trading falling in the middle. Determining where you stand on the spectrum depends on various factors, such as your level of trust in the other party, the nature of the relationship, and the willingness of all parties to cooperate. If you find yourself dealing with someone who adopts a competitive stance, it may be best to adjust your approach accordingly. If you seem powerless, you lack negotiating leverage. If others see you as powerless, opt for collaborative approaches. But if you're perceived as powerful, leverage it for competitive negotiation. If lacking power, persuade others otherwise to seize negotiation chances. Conversely, even with power, negotiation may fail if not seen as such by the other party. Enhance your power perception by overcoming anxiety and fear. Adopting an opportunity mindset leads to positive emotions like excitement, resulting in better performance. Combat negative emotions with techniques like deep breathing exercises. Radiating confidence. Confidence can deter others from trying to manipulate you, so project assurance in your interactions. Considering alternate options. Having multiple options empowers you in negotiations. Remember your BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, to strengthen your position. Understanding time pressure. Recognize when others use time constraints to pressure you into concessions. Take a moment to collect your thoughts before agreeing to anything, and only use time pressure when advantageous. Acquiring knowledge. Enhance your negotiating power by researching and asking questions. Utilize silence to encourage others to share information, or build trust by sharing something about yourself. Enhance relationships, charm, notice biases for better connections. Understanding people is key to becoming a strong negotiator. Invest time in building relationships to boost your influence. When people like you, they're more likely to cooperate with you. Persuasion expert Robert Cialdini suggests leveraging likability to enhance your persuasive abilities. People are drawn to those who offer genuine compliments, show cooperation, and share commonalities. Strengthen your likability by highlighting shared interests and adopting a cooperative tone. Biases, such as prejudice and endowment bias, overvaluing possessions, can impact negotiation outcomes. Identify your own biases through resources like Project Implicit self-tests and learn to recognize biases in others. Utilize your awareness of others' biases to your advantage. For instance, if you notice that others underestimate you due to their biases, you can strategically surprise them and gain an edge. Negotiation success, the power of self-awareness. To succeed in negotiations, it's important to be self-aware. Pay attention to your tendencies, emotional triggers, and differences in viewpoints with others. People often find it hard to control emotions when they're invested in the outcome. Practice taking breaks to calm your mind and stay focused. Align your interests with others to find common ground. Before proposing anything in negotiations, clarify your interests and goals. Understand why you want what you do. Consider the objectives of others and see if they align with yours. When negotiating together, aim for proposals that benefit all parties involved. Assessing the interests of those you're negotiating with involves asking yourself, what do they want to achieve? What are their needs? What are the consequences if they fail? What's at stake? Who will be impacted? Whose interests are represented? Who are the stakeholders? How much power does the other party have? What leverage do they possess? How do others perceive you? Are you seen as strong or weak? Do they believe you're deeply invested in the outcome? Adjust your strategy accordingly. Target other parties' resistance point in negotiations. When dealing with competitive and non-collaborative situations, follow these tactics. Consider power and issues. Understand each side's concerns, what can be traded, and potential sources of leverage. Identify resistance points. Establish your reservation price, which is the lowest offer you're willing to consider before opting out of the deal. Keep this figure confidential. Attempt to assess the counterpart's reservation price. Plant your moves. Start with an extreme proposal, then gradually offer concessions while staying firm on your bottom line. Anticipate their moves. Prepare countermoves to ensure you don't settle for less than what you're willing to accept. Go first. Anchor the negotiation by making the initial proposal, shaping the discussion toward your desired outcome. Target their resistance point. Focus on meeting or exceeding the other party's minimum acceptable deal. Pause. Take your time to carefully evaluate all options before making any decisions. Make sure everyone benefits during collaborative negotiations. To ensure valuable outcomes during collaborative negotiations, follow these steps. Focus on creating value. Remember that your goal isn't just about money, it's about generating mutual benefits. Understand interests. Take the time to understand what the other party wants. Explore different ways to collaborate for mutual gain. Listen carefully. Show respect by listening to the other party. Acknowledging their perspective doesn't mean you agree with them. Strategic information sharing. Decide what information to share and what to keep confidential before negotiations begin. Identify value sources. Consider various factors that could create value for both parties, such as advertising or exclusivity deals. Evaluate your variables. Determine what you're willing to compromise on, what you hope to gain, and what's non-negotiable. Avoid unfavorable deals. Don't give away more than you receive in return. Set conditions. Make it clear that you'll provide value only if certain conditions are met. Use multiple offers. Present multiple equivalent simultaneous offers, MESOs, to provide options to the other party. Consider motivations. Understand the other party's motivations and frame your proposals accordingly to meet their needs. Take breaks. Don't rush. Take breaks to prevent making hasty agreements that you might regret later. Influence with words and actions for desired outcomes. Communication isn't just about words. Psychologist Albert Mehrabian found that only 7% of our message comes from words, while 55% is from body language and 38% from tone of voice. To communicate effectively, be strategic with your words. In competitive situations, using fewer words can make you appear more confident and increase your chances of success. Avoid phrases like, "I think," that show uncertainty. Also, pay attention to your tone and body language. Eliminate habits like raising your voice at the end of sentences, as it can make you seem unsure. Poor body language, like slouching, can undermine your credibility and make others less likely to see you as a leader. Strategies for composure and confidence. In negotiations, it's common to feel overwhelmed, but staying composed is key. Take mindful pauses and remain true to yourself. Prepare your proposal in advance to exude confidence. Equip yourself with scripts that make the other party more open to your ideas. For instance, asking, "How close can you get to my figure?" helps anchor negotiations to a range that works for you. Use open-ended questions to gather information without causing offense. Avoid asking "why" questions and opt for "how" and "what" instead. Key points. 1. Improve life with negotiation skills from salaries to daily interactions. 2. Shift mindset to collaboration in negotiations for better results. 3. Boost power perception by overcoming anxiety, radiating confidence, and exploring alternatives. 4. Strengthen relationships, charm, and notice biases for better connections. 5. Succeed in negotiations with self-awareness, aligned interests, and targeting resistance. 6. Communicate effectively with strategic words, tone, and body language. 7. Stay composed, prepare, and use open-ended questions for negotiation success.